Hit breakfast with Alan and Carly, and if you're watching The Masked Singer last night, the caterpillar was revealed. And she joins us now, Lisa Curry. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? It's funny listening back to that. I actually don't sound as bad as I thought.
No, you nailed it.
Can I say, Lisa, hand on heart, you were my favourite performance ever on The Masked Singer. I think Chrissy Swan hit the nail on the head when she said that you had the most touching, I think, of all the performances.
Oh, thank you. It was a tough day, actually. I'd been crying earlier in the morning. I just couldn't get myself together because it was just emotional.
Yeah.
You know, everything coming together and, you know, having the costume on and learning how to move around and the music. I nearly missed my cue, actually, to come in because the crowd was just cheering so loudly. And it was just the whole experience was so much fun. It was great.
Was it hard changing to Channel 10 last night, considering I imagine you've just been watching all things Commonwealth Games lately on 7?
Yeah, I have been watching the games, but, you know, we had a housewarming with a twist, our party last year, so I had all my friends around because I really wanted to share it with my friends, and we told them that Jet was probably on the show. We thought Jet might have been Tiger or Rooster, so that was the pretense that we had for the party last night. So.
Yeah, very smart.
Well, actually, funny you say that because he is one of the guesses that has been locked in. I know you can't confirm or deny, but that'd be pretty cool if it was a family affair.
It would be actually really funny because I would have no idea.
It'd be funny that you're not going to host a party for it as well this time. He's already done it.
I have to say, though, you must have been semi-talented because Jessica Rowe actually spoke on TikTok yesterday about how she had to audition for The Masked Singer and send in a tape to the producers.
Oh.
And they actually rejected her and said, you're not good enough to sing on the show.
Really? Well, I actually said to them, I'm not offended if you want to get someone else. I actually said that to them. But then I'd listen to myself and I'd just go, oh, no, I can't do this on national TV. This is embarrassing. Like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
But you know what? Something, you get up there and people cheering you on and you just do what you do. Hey, who really cares at the end of the day? Life is for living, isn't it?
Absolutely. Before we let you go this morning, everyone's talking about the passing of Olivia Newton-John. You didn't happen to have any run-ins with her?
No, I didn't meet Olivia at all. I feel like we know her, though.
Of course.
It was really nice because on Sunday night on The Masked Singer, Mirabal did Xanadu.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly, one of the clues to one of the singers is that they've sold 50 million records. Now, I know that Judith Durham, who also just passed away, sold 50 million records. I mean, how amazing would it be if it was her on the show? But I saw Judith on stage years ago, and I was mesmerized by her singing. And I just thought, you know, singing is for life. And it's such a gift for people to be able to sing well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Lisa Curry, Olympic gold medalist and superstar, thanks for joining us today. And The Masked Singer continues 7:30 tonight on Channel 10. Thanks for the chat.
Thanks, everyone.